Thursday in the 29th week of the ordinary time 2. The first reading from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 14 to 21. For this reason I knew before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he may grant you in accord with the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through the his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to accomplish far more than all we ask or imagine, by the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, verses 49 to 53. Jesus said, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against his daughter, and a daughter against his mother, her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Sharing first the theme. Right, truth, and love will give people the true peace. Division happens everywhere on earth, in family and in society, between nations and people and God. The results of division are many: separation and divorce in family, racism and rises in society, hostilities and endless wars between nations, despairing and committing suicide for people. What are the causes of the divisions? There are many, but two basic reasons are lack of understanding the truth and of true love. How can we mend division? In the first reading, the author of the letter to the Ephesians teaches that we must understand God's truth. What is the ultimate goal which he determines for the people to reach to all events that he had done for people, and how much love he had for people to the events? In the Gospel, Jesus claims that, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wished were already blazing. The fire which Jesus mentioned here are the truth and the love that he receives from the Father and confers on people. Second analysis, the first reading. God's truth and love exceed human understanding. Third point, God's truth and love. To understand the reason why St. Paul knelt and gave thank God for his faithful, we need to go back to recognize what the Gentiles didn't have before Jesus' coming and what they have after his coming. The principal thing is the mystery of the Holy Trinity. The following are the Gentile inheritance which they don't have before confessing their faith in Christ. First, the Father's truth and love are generally expressed through his creation and providence. Everything on earth, everything, especially in his salvation plan. The Gentiles didn't know God the Father when they worshiped other gods and considered them as ones who create and have power on their life. With Christ coming, he reveals to them all his Father's truths. And by faith in Christ, they have the right to call God their Father. And as God's children, they inherit everything that God has for them. Second, Christ's truth and love. St. Paul asked two things for his faithful. Firstly, he asked God for them to have Christ in their mind by their faith. Secondly, he asked for them to be deeply rooted and firmly built on his charity. With Christ's presence in their mind, the faithful may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth, the length, and height and depth of the mystery of God's salvation plan. With the firmly built on charity, the faithful may know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that they may be filled with all the fullness of God. Third, the Holy Spirit's truth and love. St. Paul prayed for his faithful to have the Holy Spirit bestowing by the Father, that he may grant you in accord with the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power to his Spirit in the inner self. The Father not only gives Christ to reveal the truth, but also gives his Spirit to guide people from inside. Jesus also teaches the Spirit will guide you to understand the truth and lead you to all the truths. Without the Spirit guidance, people shall not understand Christ's revelation and could not say, Abba, my Father. With God's truth and love, the faithful may be filled with all the fullness of God. Second point, St. Paul's love for God and for others. After comprehending God's salvation plan and permeated with God's love, St. Paul prays and finds out always so that his faithful also comprehend God's salvation plan and are permeated with God's love. The salvation plan is only completed when people understand it and are permeated with God's love. At that time, there is no longer division, separation, and hostility. Jesus gave this mission for the church and prayed that the church will fulfill it. Finally, Paul prays, "To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." Second, the gospel. Right, truth, and love are like the fire thrown to the earth. Third point. Jesus wished. He said, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing." An understanding about the zeal of immense fire shall help us to understand what Jesus said. There are at least three zeals of fire. First, to enlighten. When darkness covers the earth, people can see anything. The ancients have no electricity yet. They must use fire from candles or lanterns to help them to see. God's words are compared with fire to dispel darkness, which are false or misunderstanding, and to enlighten people's minds so they can understand truth. To purify. Fire is also used to take out all dirtiness on metal after using. God's word can cleanse all bad habits which a person accumulated after a long time. To warm up. Besides giving light, fire also gives heat to warm up people when the weather turns cold. God's words can be compared with God's love. It gives people having compassion and love to get rid of all division and separation. It also helps people to have zeal to break God's word to others. Fire is also compared with the Holy Spirit, who is the symbol of truth and love. Therefore, the fire which Jesus threw into the earth and wanted it to fire up is God's truth and love. Jesus continued to say, "There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished." The baptism which Jesus mentioned here is the baptism of in blood. That is his passion and death. This baptism is only completed when he died on the cross to demonstrate his love for people. The second point. Jesus came to bring division. Jesus' declaration, "Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division," made many people startled. Many asked, why does the God of peace come to bring division? Thirdly, we must differentiate between God and human peace. And the way to have God's peace is also different with human way. The earthly peace is not true peace, because it is made on human knowledge. And war can happen anytime when there is a confliction. God gives his peace not according to human way, as St. John said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled and afraid. See John chapter 14, verse 27. People can only have the true peace when they truly understand God's plan of salvation and His love for them. When people have the true peace, it will stay with them forever. Secondly, seeing God's truth is different with the worldly truth. So Jesus' teachings shall create division. There are people who believe in Jesus' teachings and His apostles, disciples, and the faithful. But there are also those who reject and disbelieve Him as some scribes, Pharisees, and elders. Not only they didn't believe the truth, they also devised ways to kill Jesus, His disciples, and the faithful. Similarly, when God's word are sowing in the same group, there are those who believe and those who don't believe them. The result is a division. But if all people in the family recognize and believe in the truth, only then that family will have the true peace, and no power on earth can take away that peace. Application in life. Truth and love are the true conditions to have the true peace. We must clearly understand God's plan of salvation and have His love in us. God's peace is different with the earthly peace. Jesus is the source of peace. He came to reconcile people with God and with others. The loveliness and the love we have for Christ shall help us to dispel all differences and to reconcile with others. Christ came and threw the fire of truth and of love on the earth, and He wanted fire to extend to all, to have the true peace in family and the whole world. We need to cooperate with God by preaching the truth and by sharing God's love for everyone. Amen.